Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find resources and training you need to get started, as well as the community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
And it is good to be here with Daniel Lim.
All right. So, Ed, I saw on your Twitter feed, and at the time of this recording...
Follow me on Twitter? Wow.
Yes. I'm not a troll, because I do know you, but
don't know you, who follow you, are a troll?
Well, depending on what they say.
They can be troll, but most people are just nice people to follow.
Yes, that's true. And stalkers / trolls / nice people, right? One of three categories. Okay. Anyway, there is a tweet you sent out saying, I just submitted the final version of my article on the future of seminary education for the forthcoming Christian Education Journal. And I was wanting hoping that you would talk about this, because we have, when you think about everything as it relates to church multiplication movements, church planting movements, that education piece is such a critical component that can either fuel or hinder what that movement looks like. And we all know that the reform is continually needed for seminary education in North America. So yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know, so basically I was speaking at Asbury Seminary, there was it called faculty retreat, and that's what they asked me to talk about. So I spoke at it, and somebody from there was involved in the Christian Education Journal, which is a Sage journal, and one of the group of it's a company called Sage. Mm-hmm. They publish these journals. And it's a peer-reviewed journal. And so he asked, hey, could you take your talk and turn it into an article? And I said, sure. So, I mean, so what's happened is, you know, our program here has, the original program I had was 30 students in what was called a Master's in Evangelism and Leadership. And so we've kind of grown that program. I think about 150 students in that program. So quintupled that, took on several other programs. We now have 7 grad programs. And we doubled the grad school year over year last year.
Crazy.
So people are asking, why are you growing? Why are you experiencing that? And, you know, you've seen, I've done interviews with, you know, Matt Chandler of why he's in school right now with us. Christine Kane and Ann Voskamp and people like that have become master students here. And the reason is we've chosen to do some things differently. And to do that, we kind of built a different kind of pathway. So we know that online education is a big thing, and you can do an easy, readily available online education in a lot of places for a really low and sometimes decreasing amount of money. There's kind of a race to the, I don't know how to describe the word, but, easy accessibility, easy access. That's not what we do. Yeah, you know, we're Wheaton College, a different kind of thing. So what we do is we do have some online classes. You can take an online degree. Our preference is that you join people in cohorts, and that in those cohorts, we kind of work together with other groups of people. So we have cohorts for executive pastors. We have cohorts for ministers of missions. We have cohorts for, about to launch cohorts for pastors of churches between 1,000 and 2,000, you know, that kind of stuff. And so basically I went through and described some of the changes that kind of brought in education, and why it's kind of, you know, and again, we're not perfect. We're trying to figure it out as we go, but why is it working for us? And so I kind of explained a little bit, several things. I talked about the changing landscape. You know, a lot of seminaries are connected to denominations, yet the denominations are not sending them the students anymore. The one exception would be like Southern Baptist seminaries. They're still pretty connected and loyal, and maybe PCA.
And tuition's incredibly cheap if you are an SBC.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing that, I mean, you know, right now it's, some are saying it's a renaissance in theological education for Southern Baptists, because it's, I think it's more people in studying today than ever. You know, and you can make, we can make a big difference with that, and they are.
Yeah.
So, and the scale we're talking about, you know, I have a school that is several hundred students, you know, that's a big school in evangelicalism, nothing compared to the Southern Baptist size seminaries. I would say, so we talked about the rising of networks. So for example, we're intentionally partnering with groups like Every Nation, which is a charismatic global network, Propel, which is Christine Kane's, you know, women's ministry, kind of Propel. It's her focus on evangelism leadership, fits perfectly with our degree in evangelism leadership. So, you know, I kind of walk through those things. I'm not discouraged about the future of education. Mm. I think you're going to have to not, I mean, it's increasingly, you know, I've heard a lot of seminary presidents over the years say, we are never going to train seminary students online. And then I heard them say, we are never going to train them in weekend only formats or 1 week modular. We are never. And now all of them are doing that and advertising on their front page. I wish they'd go back and say, hey, I'm sorry. I said those things. I should have thought more. Well, the reality is a lot of that's true. So the question is, as the new mantra is accessibility, okay, if the new mantra is accessibility, then let's make sure we don't lose quality. And I think what we're finding is a lot of people who sort of just, you know, ran off to any old online degree without mentioning the name of any schools, they ended up saying, and I didn't really, wasn't challenged, wasn't, you know. So I tell people, like in our program, I say, listen, we're more expensive and we're way harder. So if you really want to learn, we'd love to have you on our program. You just want a degree that you can put something up your name because you took it online. That's not us. That's not us.
Yeah, there's that sense of community that develops when it is cohort-based, because my master's was that same way as well, it being cohort-based. And I'm even thinking of the Leadership Network group that I've been a part of in the past and am a part of, another one that I'm a part of right now, and other cohort-based things that I've done where the genius was gathering the right people in the room. Because I have been in seminary classes before I went to Fuller, where in other schools that I was at, where it was just, you know, you're in classrooms where I did my master's over 8 years. So I always did it while on a part-time basis while I was serving in a church. But there are some other students that were just completely full-time, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they had no ministry experience. They're fresh out of undergrad, and the questions that they were asking, I'm like, man, have you ever even, maybe you haven't pastored, but have you ever even led in a church? I'm like, no one is asking
that
question. Like, no one cares. I mean, yes, we need to answer. We need to understand what that is, but we need to move on from this because it's irrelevant in terms of what you were talking about. And I'm not talking about systematic theology or biblical theology or anything like that. It was just more of a really weird nuance in this. Anyways, I don't need to go into the details.
Yeah, no. Listen, I've taught at a seminary where pretty much everybody gets in, and, you know, the cost is 50. If you're not even sure about your faith, you're like, well, maybe I should go to seminary. And, you know, and so you're like, no, this is a whole different conversation. So I'm for that intro course, kind of people struggle through things. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not in the place where you're focused. You're there to get excellent education and to excel and finish your degree, not to have, you know, roll your eyes at the same guys asking the same question. It's like, I just want to focus on what I'm called to do. So yeah, so basically, and there are schools that are doing this. I mean, there are schools, there's a lot of kind of fascinating, intriguing experiments going on right now. You know, Trinity Evangelical Divinity School is asking questions about how can it, you know, it's been a residential school. How can it continue? For example, it has this amazing PhD program. How can it continue that? But at the same time, how does that relate to new ways of receiving education? I think it's Northwest Baptist Seminary that's part of Regent. I think that's the name, but I'm Googling it right now. Yeah.
The competency-based
where model. You actually, you know, base, it's at Trinity Western, connected to Trinity Western. It's called Immerse, and it actually takes you to church context-based ministry leadership development. You can find that at, just go to nbseminary.ca, and then it's got, and or you just Google Northwest Baptist Seminary. It's on their front page. That's innovative stuff. You know, Midwestern Seminary has actually just opened the doors with now non-traditional PhD work and more. So there's a lot of good. I mean, I went to Dallas just recently, spoke in Dallas Chapel, and they have really just internationalized their program. So, man, how do you not mention Asbury? Mm-hmm. Asbury is everywhere. They're creating centers all over the place. I was actually in Colorado Springs talking to a pastor of a large church there about what it would look like. We were actually having lunch, and I said, hey, you ever thought about, like, you know, you could partner with us with your network, and, you know, we could, you know, deliver theological education related, connected with your church. He said, oh, we just did that with Asbury. I'm like, oh, okay. So they're doing, and, you know, I don't leave anybody out. There's a lot of people doing good work out there.
All right, Ed. So what I'm hearing you say is that the future of seminary education is not necessarily just try harder with what has been done in the past, but to move things more around relationships and people in maybe in a same stage of ministry or same or a similar context, so that there's that community that's developed while theological education is being done. Yeah,
and I think and there's still going to be, you know, we have a PhD program here that is amazing at Wheaton. And, you know, there's still people are going to, they're here, you know, in the library, living on campus, you know, becoming the kind of world-class scholars that Wheaton produces in our PhD program. But at the same time, most of the consumers of not just doctoral work, but of theological education are pastors. And I think that pastors have come to have different expectations of what seminary should be and how seminary should work. And I think that ultimately is changed. And churches are kind of leading the way, and that's the decision that ultimately folks need to make.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for listening into the New Churches Q&A podcast. Be sure to leave a question. Any question on church planting, multi-site, multiplication, leadership, even issues like this as well. Just send that in to speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. All right, we'll catch you next time. And just one more thing. As you know, our hope is to always equip you with the best resources to help churches thrive. So if you're looking at launching a thriving church in a rented venue, I encourage you to check out the team at Portable Church. Portable Church Industries equips churches meeting in alternative venues with total solutions so you can launch strong, be reproducible, and thrive in your communities. For over 25 years, they have partnered with church planters and multi-site leaders, mastering creative, intelligent, effective, portable church solutions so you and your team can stay focused on the things that matter, building disciples. See what this looks like by visiting portablechurch.com/lifeway.